Furthermore, he would speak with such eloquence that the robe would bring a good price. He would begin early, just after dawn, and station himself near the town well. He would address everyone that approached, and within a short time, he would be returning to the Mount of Olives with silver in his purse. He reached for the unfinished bread and began to eat while he thought of his master. Patros would be proud of him because he had not despaired and returned as a failure. In truth, 4 days was much too long a time to consummate the sale of but one simple robe. But if he could accomplish the deed in 4 days, he knew he could learn from Patros how to accomplish it in 3 days, then 2 days. In time, he would become so proficient that he would sell many robes every hour. Then he would indeed be a salesman of repute. He departed from the noisy inn and headed toward the cave and his animal. The chill there had stiffened the grass with a thin coating of frost, and each blade crackled with complaint from the pressure of his sandals. Huffy decided not to ride into the hills tonight. Instead, he would rest in the cave with his animal. Tomorrow, he knew, would be a better day, although now he understood why the others always bypassed this unprosperous village. They had said that no sales could be made here, and he had recalled their words every time someone had refused to buy his robe. Yet Patros had sold hundreds of robes here many years ago. Perhaps times had been different then, and after all, Patros was a great salesman. A flickering light from the cave caused him to hasten his steps for fear that a thief was within.